Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster told reporters that Bruce Cole, the former CEO of the now-defunct company Mamtech, has been charged with stealing and 4 counts of securities fraud. Koster alleges Cole stole at least $700,000 from the $39 million of bond money intended for the construction of Mamtech, an artificial sweetener company in Moberly. Mamtech defaulted on its bonds in August 2011. Koster says Cole allegedly used a $4 million invoice from a sham company called Ramwell Industrial to wire $700,000 to his wife, Nanette. She allegedly cashed a portion of that and spent it to save their Beverly Hills home from foreclosure. When asked if there might be additional charges, Koster said the investigation will continue with the help of the Securities and Exchange Commission.
We've continued to learn a lot as the civil case has proceeded, and a fair amount of the material information that has led to these charges was developed in cooperation with the SEC and in cooperation with the bankruptcy proceeding. So we anticipate that we will learn more as the process continues.
Cole faces a number of other charges, including misrepresenting his ownership of a sweetener plant in China, the hazardous chemicals involved in the manufacturing process, and that it would take only 4 to 6 months to build a fully functioning facility in Moberly. Moberly Mayor Bob Riley says Cole initially charmed the town with his promise of jobs, so it was easy to get on board with him. But in retrospect, Riley says job creation is still a top priority.
You're going to find that the people around here, as well as myself, we're always going to look at everything from the positive end because we think things are always going to work out. In this case, it didn't, but it won't slow us down for going after more.
Bruce Cole's bail was set at $500,000. The charge of stealing is punishable by up to 15 years in prison, and the charges of securities fraud carry a potential sentence of up to 10 years, with up to a $1 million fine on each count. Koster said he would immediately start working with the state of California to extradite Cole. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.